The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
See? Minute 40 seconds. You can't beat that anthem.
Oh, I got some grindcore songs that could.
Well, I mean, if we had full-out anthems from
40 seconds.
From your show? Get it. There's your Rock Wars winner, Blind Witness. Although we all, Tripp even came in and said, I wanted to hear Marcus's song. I mean, whatever.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. It's a dumb classic, but it's a classic. I haven't heard that in forever either. And I also wanted to hear Rump Shaker. So well done, boys. I liked all of them. John G chose the best one, of course, mine. What are you going to do?
I'm glad he chose On Pity.
It's true. By the way, I didn't tell you this. Yesterday was my first We'd Rather You Wore a Mask, Please, Sir drugstore moment.
Wow.
When I walked in. They're back.
And you don't have one. They had
I didn't
out.
Have one. Yeah. I just left.
It was because you were all shaven?
It might
they
be.
They thought
you
were sick.
It was just dying. I shaved off all my facial hair. I look like I've got the terrible chemo.
We're out of oxy.
Yeah. We don't have what you need, sir. You need to go to the hospital. I'm okay. I just need diet soda. You don't need that. You need, like, Ensure. Loads of Ensure. I watch Breaking Bad. I know what you need. No, I walked in and said, sir, we'd prefer it if you wore a mask from the counter. And I'm like, oh, I don't have one. Are we doing that again? Is that coming back? Okay.
You can just do the Buckeye and then pull the
I was gonna
shirt
do
up
that.
Over.
Well, then I was going to do that, actually. I would just walk around like this, like an idiot. I just left. I didn't need anything that bad. Just going in there for soda. Could have just gone the extra mile to go home and get one, but I wanted one right now. But yeah, so the masks are back. And now the CDC says even people who are vaccinated should wear them because...
Well, in highly populated places.
Right.
But,
well, that's us. The non-vax people are spreading disease like crazy, according to the CDC. And then people go, oh, who's CDC? No, they've missed on all that. Now we need booster shots. And I'm not looking forward to this next little round of please do this for me, general public, because we're not going to behave. What you got last year was the best we had to offer. And it was terrible, tantrum fit mess. Try to ask us to do that again? Uh-uh. Ain't happening. Everybody's going to revolt. And, I'm, you know, just over masks.
Just get those hospitals ready.
Are you going to wear one if they ask?
I guess if I have to go into a business and then acquire it, then
I'm still not going to fight it. Still not going to be a jerk. I hate them with a passion.
It is. We're definitely not looking forward to
no.
if that's the case.
I thought we were past it, but we're not, evidently. Anything to keep Bob Odenkirk up, and we'll find out about that in a second. The Entertainment Drill is brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. If you want to get out there and have the greatest experience working out and walk away smiling and fun. When's the last time you left the gym and said, I want more of that? Very rarely. It's hard to talk yourself into going to work out unless you're doing stuff up there at React Defense. We're going to do the tactical black dong defense, as we learned today. You never know what you're going
to
get attacked with. It might be fun. I'll provide the dong. And then we'll provide the self-defense to that. There's all sorts of stuff that they'll teach you. All sorts of crazy things that happen in the world. We watched a video earlier today. Someone was attacked by an 18-inch dong. Would you know what to do in that situation? Maybe not. But you have to have some confidence. And you don't want to be a victim. So figure it out by going out there, getting in great shape, and learning some of the things you just didn't need or knew you needed to put into your tool belt. Simple as that. Check it out, ReactDefense.com. It's in Phoenix. It's in Chandler. It's in Glendale. It's the home of tactical black. Brady, entertain me. What?
Kelly Clarkson has to pay her ex-husband $200,000 a month in spousal and child support.
No kidding.
Oh, you got the
kids. That's a finished deal.
$200,000
a month.
A month.
That's almost Dr. Dre money.
It is Dr. Dre money. You're right.
Is she getting three? Three or four?
She got some.
Jeez, I don't know.
She got some dollars too on that, like a check.
Which and money then the spousal does Kelly Clarkson support. Have? $300,000.
Enough to do that for three or four, 4 to 7 years. I don't know.
As a guy, just cut me an initial check, get me comfortable, and then we'll just call it quits. I don't want you paying me every month.
You teased it a little bit, but Bob Odenkirk collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul yesterday.
It's brutal.
He was hospitalized. No word on his condition. Let's say he put something out today. Yeah.
Now, Crazy Paul Sura, who works in our building, formerly known as Paul the Producer, but don't call him that. he and I both are Breaking Bad. Him double me as far as like his knowledge of Breaking Bad is your Simpsons stuff.
Okay.
It is creepy. So, but his Better Call Saul, I bet you he's been through it three or four times. I'm addicted to Better Call Saul. I think if it ends well, it will be better than Breaking Bad on its own, but it will make Breaking Bad even better when they tie it together. It just depends on how they do this last season. This is the last season.
Oh, here's the tie-in then, huh?
This is it. This is how they bring it together, where Walt comes in and ruins all that's being built. But they take forever between seasons, and COVID screwed stuff up. And Mike, this is the prequel. Mike Ehrmantraut, by the way, is the exact same impression as Trip. It's the same
voice. It is.
Same voice. I do it all the time, and I'm like, people don't know. That's a double up. The last thing I need from you right now, Walter, is advice. But he looks like he's 90, and this is supposed to be before Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk's dropping dead on the set, and Paul and I talk all the time, and Paul goes, I don't have a lot to live for, you see. If this show doesn't happen before my heart explodes in my body, it'll be the most disappointing part of my entire existence. He has to see the ending. He has absolutely got to see the ending of this. And I kind of feel the same way. Odenkirk falling out was the last one I expected. Bryan Cranston's tweeting out this morning. He's like, I need Bob to get better. I feel terrible and am scared. And, oh, we don't need this. I can't have this show just stop. Weaken at Bernie's Odenkirk if he dies.
And then they give bring someone the else in.
Oh, the hologram will
finish
be there.
It won't work. It can't work.
I swear to God, if that show goes before I go, and there's no ending, I'm going to take a flamethrower to the entire sales staff.
He's going to take a stapler and leave.
I will absolutely burn the building down.
Paul and I talked about joint suicide last night just for fun, you know, because that's how we talk. We both have like these weird fascinations with death and how fun it would be to find our bodies together, which no one would ever expect, and these weird notes of this god that we worship that no one knew about, and it was a ritualistic suicide, and it would make people investigate it for a little while, and then like a few months down the road they'd realize we were just being dicks. We've wasted everyone's time even further. And Paul texts back and he goes, seriously, stop, this is too good an idea.
We talked about it earlier this week, but with Jungle Cruise coming out tomorrow, The Wrap decided to rank Dwayne Johnson's movies from best to worst.
You got an easy 8 on worst.
And, you know, this the Jungle Cruise is in
the worst.
In the mix here, though. Yeah, it ranked number 17.
So how many has he done?
Didn't he do a Tooth Fairy?
They have... Tooth Fairy. 30 movies.
What's 30th? I want to know what his worst one is according to this.
Snitch. Came out in 2013.
I don't remember that.
Never heard of it.
Mm. This one, if that's worse than the 29, Doom.
Oh, Doom was terrible.
It was horrible.
Doom was we saw that together at a preview. And then what was the one we watched with Sheriff Joe?
Walking Tall.
I learned that Sheriff Joe does hands-free Bluetooth urination. We're in the restroom with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and he walked up to the urinal. I've never seen anyone do this before as a grown-up, even as a kid. Put his hands on the wall like he was about to be frisked and just hung his stuff over the urinal. No hands.
He was
hands
hung free. Over then.
Wow.
Then only time I've done that is when I've been hung over.
It's possible, but it's still off-putting to have the sheriff go.
Walking Tall was number 20.
That's terrible, too.
Jungle Cruise came in at 17.
Okay.
Number one, Moana.
As the best?
As the best.
Is that true? You're the only one in here who's seen that.
It's good. I wouldn't put it at the best.
Well, out of his movies, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's your best?
I disagree. I would say...
San Andreas has to be low 20s also.
What is it? The Rundown was good when I saw that. Fighting with the Family is a good movie.
What's that?
That's the wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Did you like that? That's a true story.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they put number two, the Fast and Furious movies.
All of them?
2011 through 2021.
Well, you don't have a lot to choose from.
They had to lump it together. That's the only way it would actually work.
Might, if you'd picked out 10 seconds from each one, get a good movie out of the whole thing. Garbage. Yeah, The Rock doesn't do good movies. Where's the Tooth Fairy, Brady? Did you tell us already?
No. Tooth Fairy is 15. Scorpion King, 14. Hercules, 13.
Man, he's done some garbage.
And he got paid.
Oh, he's got a lot of money for it.
But they put number three, Rampage.
That's with the big monkey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't agree with that.
You didn't like Rampage?
Where'd Jumanji range?
Look, Jumanji. The first Jumanji was
his
okay.
Face.
That was okay?
Yeah. His face was priceless because he looked so disappointed.
He treated that like AFI put out a list of greatest movies.
Rampage third. Not in my Galleria. Not my cup of tea.
Wow. I barely remember Rampage, but it was not up to your high rock standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Moana's number one, it's a bad list. Anyway, well, thanks for that, Brady. That was an interesting
discussion.
There you
discussion. Go. There you go.
Good stuff. Marcus Mang joins us on Wednesdays for Rock Wars. He then comes back on Sunday to do that Into the Pit Devil show. Do you know about, what was it, Hexorcist?
Hexorcist,
yeah.
A band name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Then they've even slipped through the cracks of his show.
Oh, there's too much out there.
And a new release.
It's terrible. It's really awful. You'd love it. It'll fit right into that stuff you're doing. If you want to listen to that, it's on Sunday nights, 9 to midnight. Thank you, Marcus, once again. That's it for us. By the way, we're getting ready for the old Cha-Ching Chavez release, which is coming up next week. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.